What's up, D Squad? Happy Friday and Happy New Year! Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh my goodness, I am so glad we made it to another year. No matter how hard or how easy 2024 was, we made it. I've been sick for the past couple of days, so pardon my voice if it's a little bit off, but I believe you can hear me fine. So, before I dive into today's episode, I wanted to say something. It was brought to my attention, okay, let me just say it that way, that some of y'all have noticed that your girl here pronounces words a bit differently, okay? So I say episode, and you would know if you listened to the previous episodes, but technically, we're supposed to say episode. This is something that my brother always teases me about and always reminds me of. But hey, English is my third language, okay? So please be kind to me. But all this to say, I get the feedback and I appreciate them. So please keep them coming. And before we dive into anything else, let's cue some music. Okay, I'm glad you're back. So today I wanted to do something I used to do a long time ago. I want to say maybe 2016, 2017, when I was still blogging, and that is taking stock. I would usually do it to kind of look back at the previous year. I always do it in my journal. And this time I was like, okay, let's do it over the podcast. So today it's not going to be about Africa and Africans, but just a little something to start the year fresh. And I have a question for you at the end, so stick around. So the way I'm going to do it, and this is how I used to do it back then, is I always come up with a verb, right? Like an action verb, reading or drinking. And I would write, or I would say, what I am currently drinking or what I'm currently reading. Okay, so all the sentences are going to be starting with a verb. So hopefully this makes a little bit sense to you when you hear it. Okay. You know what? Let's actually start with drinking. So 2024, I started drinking a lot of teas. And here's a little story about me. I've always been a fan of coffee. Always been a coffee lover, coffee drinker. Teas, not so much. I might have loved tea when I was a kid, but the more I grew up, the more I would step away from it a bit and, you know, drink a lot more coffee. Specifically, the Burundian coffee. With the beginning of 2024, I went to get my regular checkup. And I was told that my iron was a little bit too low and coffee was not helping. Okay, I'm not gonna get into the science of it. You can Google that for yourself. But coffee was not helping, so I was told to cut it. But a girl loves some hot drinks, so I had to find something. Hot chocolate, sometimes it's too heavy because I don't drink milk. So tea was the only other option I was left with. So started drinking a lot of tea. Shout out to my friend for letting me taste some of her teas and allowing me to decide which one I would actually like. And now I want to say it's surprising, but it's not really surprising, but I am a tea lover. And when we say things change, y'all, I would have never imagined in a million years that I would ever be a tea lover or a tea drinker. But yeah, life happened. Learning to enjoy beetroot and spinach in almost everything. And this goes back to the same thing. Because of my iron being so low, I was told I needed to eat more spinach and more beetroots. So yeah, and beetroot, I used to hate it. Like, hate it. You know, but you gotta do what you gotta do when you go to the doctors and the doctors is like, girl, you need to eat more spinach. They also suggested meat, but I don't love meat like that. So yeah, veggies. Welcoming many nephews and nieces, y'all. Oh my goodness. I cannot even start counting how many babies were born in my family, and actually not even in my family. I want to say it was maybe two babies in my family and a lot of nephew and nieces from my friends. It's so grateful. Literally, the first was born in February, and the last was born in December. Like, just to tell you. And throughout the year, I was, you know, my friends were pregnant and having babies. So grateful for that. Redefining my career path. At the beginning of this year, I actually made a decision that I was going to go back to school to study digital marketing. Something I'm so passionate about, the field I've been working in for so long. I was able to study it this year, and that really allowed me to be more confident in my career. So I'm so grateful for that. Listening to a podcast called Know Thyself. I can't even remember how I discovered it last year, but I loved where it took me spiritually. If you know it, let me know in the comments. If you don't, it's on YouTube and I believe all other platform, but I used to watch it on YouTube, and yeah, such a vibe. Binging on Suits. Okay, I know I'm a bit late. Not just a bit. I know I'm very late, but your girl here is, I don't want to say I'm not a TV show person because I've become a TV show person, but that didn't happen until maybe the last couple of years. So only now I am actually getting to enjoy TV series and TV shows. And Suits was one that Netflix kept pushing into my face. And I was like, okay, why not? And I ended up liking it. I'm a bit tired of it, to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm going to go until the last season. I believe I am on season 6 now, but I'm taking a break. And that's the thing with TV shows. I get tired of them. That's what's happening with Suits. Chilling at the beach. I got to spend a few days at the beach. And whenever I'm by the water, you guys, oof, your girl. I'm a water sign. I'm a Scorpio water sign. So I am at peace. And when I say peace, it's like with a big P whenever I'm by the water. Practicing gratitude daily. Okay, this is not something that I started doing in 2024 necessarily, but in 2024, I was able to do it a lot more consistently. And yeah, that is special. Flowing in every aspect of my life, honestly. Oh, this 2024 was, and it's funny because I was talking to one of my best friends. I had it as the word of the year. And if anything I learned, it's to be very careful with the words that we choose, because I was flowing in every sense of the word, literally, because I don't think I expected life to take me on the path that it took me. But yeah, since flowing was the word, I just had to flow. I'm glad I did, because one of the things I've learned, if you don't flow, then guess what? Life is going to be lifing and it's going to hurt you. So it's exactly like when you're in the water. Whenever you try to fight with a huge wave, then you end up getting hurt, you know? And witnessing. Okay, this will go back to what I was saying earlier. Witnessing friends becoming moms for the first time. And this, you guys, was such a treat. It was beautiful to be able to witness that, to be able to spend time with my nephew and nieces. Some of them I haven't been able to see, though. Hopefully, I get to see them very soon. But yeah, that was beautiful. Receiving words and things when people actually speak life into me, man. I don't think I used to do it as intentionally as I do now. But whenever really, like, I get a person to, for example, on my birthday, people be like, hey, happy birthday, I wish you this and that. And I know I would read those messages and be like, oh yeah, thank you so much. But specifically this year, I was like, okay, yes, I'm receiving it. I'm receiving whatever you're wishing me. And of course, these have to be meaningful wishes, you know, not just your regular, I wish you the best, you know. But whenever I would really tell that the person is intentional in whatever they're wishing me, I would actually get it and like receive it and take a moment to sit with that blessing or those words. So yes, playing in a kitchen. And I will tell you why. This year, I mean, again, last year in 2024, I honestly had the best time in a kitchen. I'm not the best cook ever. I have never been. I'm one of those who cook just because you have to survive kind of thing. But I was able to explore more in the kitchen, you know. Guess why, y'all? I became a banana bread expert. And I'm not... You cannot tell me otherwise. I am a banana bread expert. That's it. I got this recipe from my cousin. I'm forever grateful for him for sharing his recipe. But yeah, I enjoy making banana bread. Because I have a sweet tooth, it's easy for me to bake things than to actually cook. But yeah, even the cooking part. And again, going back to what I was telling you, because I have to be conscious what kind of food I eat because of my iron, I had to be very creative. Not creative, just using TikTok and YouTube to get recipes. Connecting. I want to say reconnecting with a good friend of mine that I went to university with. We were running a club together. And last year, I got to spend some good quality time with her. And I'm so grateful. Exploring Vancouver with my mom. This was such a nice trip. We went in July for July 1st, long weekend. And I have a cousin that lives there. And if you don't know, Vancouver is like so far from Toronto. It's literally a 5-hour flight. So not your regular place you want to go to. And this is the other thing about Canada. Flying in within the country can get really expensive. So I would literally think of going to Europe before I go to Vancouver. So being able to go there with my mom and meeting my cousin and her brothers, that it was such a nice trip. I want to stop here. I could go on and on and on and on because what you can actually do, just in case this is something that you feel like you want to do to take stock of your year, you can just go on Google or ChatGPT and ask them to give you verbs, action verbs to unpack, let's say, to unpack your year. And before you go, I want to ask you if you can tell me in 2025, what is one thing that you want to celebrate? So the verb here would be celebrating, dot, dot, dot. I will tell you right now, I am so ready to celebrate the milestones for the Discover the Oasis podcast. I know it's going to go far. And you would know that this journey only started at the end of 2024. And I'm so ready to celebrate where it's going to go. So yeah, that's going to be it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, leave me comments, send me DMs, let me know what you thought of this episode. And as I always say, no matter where you are, there is always a path to discovering your own oasis. I'll talk to you soon.